Welcome back, Congressman Tim Walberg. I think you've been in airplanes the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, we have been. It's great to be back. It's good to go where you need to go, and I had the opportunity to visit my newest granddaughter, who was born in Africa and lives with my daughter and son-in-law and two other granddaughters. So I had a chance for 2 weeks to be with them, and that's a great experience. Any grandfather, father or grandparent listening right now knows the joy of being with grandkids, and that's the seventh one that God has blessed me with. But it was good to be there. I had opportunity to, as I always meet with the president of that country in Africa, a number of parliamentarians and attorney general and secretary of education, etc. Had a good opportunity during that 2 week period to meet with some of those as well and do some political work. To come home, it was great. 27 hours of travel time with a mask on left me with a chapped face from all of the carbon dioxide and wetness inside of a mask for that amount of time. But
you're alive.
Good trip, but we're still home, yeah.
You're alive, yeah. How was the weather? It sounds warm.
No, it's this particular country, and I say that because of security issues. I want to make sure that my kids are protected. There's some bad actors around the world, so I'm not trying to be strange about it, but in that particular country, if you know what San Diego is like, mm-hmm. With good weather, moderate temperatures, and all of that, that's how this is. So,
wow.
It's beautiful, sun, low humidity. I wasn't. I think the highest we got was 82 degrees. Generally stays right there in the mid 70s, high 70s. So it was nice. Nice environment that I was in, but it was again the trip over and trip back are the two things that I dread the most. And leaving my wife there, she'll be coming home this next weekend, but she's been gone for 8 weeks altogether, and so I'm looking forward to being reunited with her back here in this country as well. But we've got plenty to do. We had a full week in Washington last week. I've got a full weekend here with events, including it's fair time, and I think that's why the rain is taking place continuously. And Lenawee County's fair, and the fair parade starts on Sunday, and so we'll be in that. Then the Monroe County Fair begins the following week, and Jackson County Fair coming, and all of that that's taking place. And so the food trucks and all of that will have impact on my life and my girth.
Scheduled to go out to the Jackson. Looking at your itinerary, scheduled to go to the Jackson Speedway today. Are you still going to be able to make it out there?
Yeah, we're going to go there. I want to. This will be my first opportunity on site to see what they're doing, what their plans are. It's been amazing to watch that site develop into something. Until the pandemic, you went there on weekends, it was full-blown action taking place. You could see it from the highway. And this is an entity that has experience in racing and racing sports, motor sports, having had a time at MIS as well, the leadership team there. So it'll be interesting to hear. I was hoping, and they were tantalizing me with the opportunity of getting in at one of the race go-karts or race cars that they have and taking a few laps around the track.
But you can do that, Tim. A little rain won't hurt you.
Little rain and mud flying out the back, yeah, as I take the corners. I guess we'll keep that under advisement.
Yeah. Well, John LaFleur's done a nice, very nice job out there.
He has. And like I said, up until the pandemic, you went by there on the weekends. At night, you saw the lights up. You heard the sound of the racers. You saw the numbers of people in the stands watching it. And it was a good family thing as well. A lot of that, your key race car drivers for the future start out on these small, yeah, short tracks and go-kart racing. And some of those names you'll be hearing in the NASCAR and the Indy racing circuit in years to come.
So what's going on with the Michigan delegation in Washington?
Well, we're working together on some things, and we're not working together on other things, but primarily we still want to work together. This past week, Energy and Commerce Committee, we dealt with PFAS, and that's where some of us split on that. We passed a number of PFAS bills to protect us from those forever, ever chemicals. And this state led the nation in taking efforts to remediate PFAS, PFOS, and some of those chemicals that have been very useful in certain things. But what we did last week, I think we went way, way beyond what scientifically we should do. And if we're following the science on all sorts of things, whether it's a pandemic or whether it's PFAS, we ought to do that. And we put some burdens on EPA that they will not be able to deal with because, number one, we don't have the technology yet even to measure some of these things. So let's do what we can do. Let's not take away the opportunity for people who are now living because of heart valves that are in place right now in people's lives that have extended their lives 30, 40, 50 years. And yet, if this bill ultimately passes the Senate, which I don't think it will in its present form, hopefully, there'll be all sorts of lawsuits potentially. Lawyers will look at this and say, they put this heart valve in you, and it has PFAS in it. And so probably you're going to have some cancer from that, when in fact they haven't had any. They've had a life of 20, 30 years that has been extended in a very positive way because of those things. So we need to watch it. Our military still has equipment that contains some of this that has not proven to be a problem. Mm-hmm. We know the firefighting foam is a problem. We're not using that anymore. We've taken that away.
Yeah.
We know that plenty of us enjoy, especially in this weather, we enjoy weather fighting equipment, rain suits that have embedded PFAS, but not necessarily those that have been concluded to cause any problems yet. So I think we ought to move with caution. But on other things, we passed legislation this week, a bill that I have been working on for 6 years that gives a cabinet level position, Senate confirmed position in the Department of Energy that is specifically related to looking at cyber issues. Be a cyber czar, as it were. We need that. Other countries like Israel have that. We've learned from them, and we need to be attentive because I think that's where the major attacks are coming from enemies now in the cyber realm. They can shut down America. They can shut down our energy system. They can shut down our grid. They can shut down our finances. Better warfare than going to war with people. So that bill passed again this term. We passed it before but haven't got it through the Senate. I think Chuck Schumer will be reluctant to oppose it this time. Number one, you have the president.
Yeah, why would there be any blowback on that?
I have no idea. But it's three terms we've been trying to get it across.
Uh-huh.
And finally, Bobby Rush, who's a good friend of mine from Chicago, took the lead on it and put me at the second spot in order to say, listen, politically, this isn't a Republican-Democrat issue. It started by Tim Walberg, but right now, if it takes a Democrat to be the lead sponsor of it and Walberg the lead co-sponsor of it, fine, we'll get it done. So it's passed Energy and Commerce before. It passed unanimously this week. I believe will pass the House unanimously, and we can move it forward. So,
is that frustrating to work on something for 6 years?
No, I mean, I believe government and legislation is the art of the possible. Sometimes the possible takes time. You just have to keep going back and finally get it done. I've had other bills that have taken 6-8 years to finally be signed by the president. So we just keep working at it. You can't be frustrated. There are 435 members of the House. They all have a vote. And you just have to make sure you get that done. And then you have the Senate, 100 members, and they all have a vote. And the president has the ability to give messages that either will help you or scuttle your efforts. And so that's the process. And our governmental system was made to be a little bit cumbersome, so you can't just run things over the top of people. And right now what we've seen, what the president has done by just executive order, we're seeing inflation, unbelievable inflation take place, the heaviest inflation in over 20, 30 years. We all see the price of things going up, don't we? That didn't happen by good policy and the type of spending that's going on in Washington. And that's why I think our framers and founders wanted us to be deliberative and to take time. And sometimes that can be frustrating. But I think in lieu of the fact of running stuff through so quickly, like has been done with the economy and spending, that's caused us problems. And everybody is out there now, whether it's gas at the pump, 45% increase we've seen, $1.79 at this time last year, and now I paid gas on the way home from the airport last night at $3.09. And I know it's been higher in recent weeks as well. So, and then you look at the price, if you can get the meat you want, the chicken or the steak, or whatever, at the grocery store, the increase that's gone on there, milk, the increased, again, the price of things have gone all up. And it doesn't show an end itself, and that's a concern. The left-leaning Tax Policy Center took a look at Biden's tax plan and said that by the end of next year, it would raise all middle class, or excuse me, it would raise 75% of middle class. And this is the president who said he would not increase taxes on anyone who made less than $400,000. Well, inflation is a tax on everyone, including the least capable of paying the tax, those poor people in economic sector of our society are experiencing the same tax increase through inflation when they go to the store to buy things.
Congressman Tim Walberg. Tim, and the security issues, we hear a lot about Russia, but now China's really been exposed, haven't they?
They better have been exposed, and that's what the last administration attempted to do, and sadly, we have backed away from doing some of those things that kept that malign lion of the jungle from doing some of the things they're doing. We know that the coronavirus came from China. We know that cyber attacks are taking place from China, as well as Russia, but China as well. We know that they are trying to steal all sorts of our technology, all sorts of our research they're attempting to do. They have flooded our university and research centers. They are buying up properties all over the United States and putting them, locating them near some of our defense facilities, our military bases. They are trying to hack in, and they have achieved hacking purposes. All of that is taking place, and we had better wake up to that fact that the Chinese government that is willing to kill millions of Uyghur Muslims and incarcerate them and commit forced sterilizations on their own people and kill their own people. This is a bad actor. The communist Chinese government is not good for anything, and we need to recognize that. And I'm hoping that with some of the efforts that have taken place by various China task force, including the Republican House Policy Task Force that has been looking at them and bringing out all sorts of information that ought to sober us, that we really look to the point of saying we need to get the world community to join together. That country I was in last week talking with the president, that's one of his key concerns, as he's seen China do all sorts of construction in his country, but he realizes none of that comes without a cost down the road. And much of it's inferior. And his appeal was, we need America's involvement. We need the Western involvement. Because without that, China will overrun us. And if they're waking up to that, then why aren't we? So you're absolutely right, Greg. This is a concern.
Here, Congressman Tim Walberg. Hopefully John LaFleur straps you in one of those motor vehicles.
Well, if not, gives me a real live rain check to come back and do it on a better day. But it's fun. It's fun having fun things in a community as well as those entities that do business and jobs and educate people. But we also need those recreational experiences that really make life special for us to experience and enjoy with our families and friends.
Hey, good luck out there.
Okay. You have a great
weekend. Take care. Congressman Wahlberg.